I've driven down Rogers Road almost every day of my life. It's just down the street from my house. Rogers Road has been in the news a lot. There's a big controversy over the landfill, which, on most days, you can smell from almost anywhere in the neighborhood. When I wanted to find out what's happening there this summer, I sought out Robert Campbell. Everybody knows him around here. A few weeks back, I brought a couple of lawn chairs and asked him to tell me about his neighborhood.
Right now, we have transit that is fit to come by, one of the Chapel Hill transit bus that is coming by. It is not safe to stand close to the transit bus stop sign, simply because you don't have that safe margin.
We stood and talked for a while about a lot of issues. Then he told me the story of the Arena Community Center. It's a gathering spot for kids in the community that he and his friend David Caldwell founded 2 years ago.
As you come through this community, you see that there is no parking wreck. Still today, we don't have sidewalks. So what we've done is that we create a community center that will offer other programs within this community.
But the only problem was they started Rena without a permit in a building that was zoned residential and in a building that the fire department cited for life safety issues. Chapel Hill Town Council member Penny Rich explains.
The problem with running a community center is that you need proper permitting and you have to follow code. And the Rena Center did not do that. They were housing children in there. There were no sprinkler systems. There were some windows that were painted shut. A number of violations that could have put children in danger.
Caldwell and Campbell say they never actually intended to open a community center with children's activities and neighborhood programming. It just happened. Now, the center is home to a summer educational camp, food ministry, and community garden. Caldwell says it's a part of a larger effort to build a safe, close-knit community, much like the one he knew there as a child.
When I grew up, this neighborhood from Old 86 to New 86 and from Homestead to the other side of Eubanks was our playground. And we would go, we had a place called the Apple Orchard. We'd go up and it had apples, pears, strawberries, blackberries. We'd eat near the stream and then we'd head home by dinner time. Our parents didn't worry until it got dark.
During the summer, Rena holds a free full-day program for kids in the neighborhood, funded in large part by agency grants from local governments, including the towns of Chapel Hill and Carrboro. On any given day, you can find the kids in the dirt driveway outside Rena, playing basketball, or inside, working on math problems. Sixth grader Ashley Robertson has been at the center almost every day this summer. Without it, she says she wouldn't know what to do.
I would be at home by myself because my grandma works, my other grandma works. Shalea's at home, my aunt, so. When I come to the camp, I just see all my friends and cousins and stuff. It's a good opportunity.
Other vicinities in Chapel Hill, such as the YMCA and Hargraves Community Center, offer summer and after-school programs. But as Rich explains, nothing can quite fill the role of Rena.
I think the issue out on Rogers Road is that there is not a great transportation system. And that's why the Rena Community Center was good for the kids, because they could just walk there and walk home.
Each week, the center has Fun Friday. On this week, a soccer game between a group of younger kids picks up in the grass outside of the house.
Is it okay if I trip
him? Yeah, soccer game.
Sitting on the porch, David Caldwell looks out on the neighborhood he has spent his life in and spent the latter half of trying to make better. He believes soccer games like this one play a vital role in keeping his community alive.
They're developing the camaraderie right now that they'll talk about as they grow older. And being friends, you know, when you can talk and say, you know, I remember we were 9 years old and we did this. Our society is so transient right now that nobody stays in one place any amount of time. You know, to say that, oh, I've been here since I was in the third grade, 50-something years. We don't stay in many places to see anything change or develop in anything better.
Rena is closing on August 11th. Campbell and Caldwell say they don't have the money to bring the building up to code. Town Council member Penny Rich says they've been working with Rena to try and find a place for the center's programs. Conversations have begun about building a new center, but finding funding may be a long process.
It's something that is not in our budget currently. We need to examine everything, yet we need to be mindful of how we spend taxpayer dollars.
To Caldwell and Campbell, you can't put a price on how much it costs to restore our community. The two remain determined to keep Rena's programs and the neighborhood they serve alive. With the Youth Radio Institute, I'm Addie Malone. North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.